This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. The writer Nick Hornby has turned befuddled men into fictional heroes in novels including High Fidelity and About a Boy. Now he's written his first novel specifically for young adults. It's called Slam. Hornby's narrator is a teenage boy named Sam. On the first page, Sam talks to the reader about his passion for skating.
I'm guessing that not all of you are skaters, so I should say something straight away. Just so there are no terrible misunderstandings. Skating equals skateboarding. We never say skateboarding, usually, so this is the only time I'll use the word in this whole story. And if you keep thinking of me messing around on ice, then it's your own stupid fault.
Sam is turning 16. When he's not skating, he's likely in his room talking to a poster of his idol, skateboard king Tony Hawk. And Tony Hawk talks back. Sam needs a lot of advice when he finds out his girlfriend, Alicia, is pregnant, and she's going to keep the baby. For Nick Hornby, the story began with a chance encounter.
I think the very first notion was seeing a young couple pushing a stroller around my neighborhood, but like a really young couple. You know, she was 15, 16, and he wasn't probably any older. And, you know, I just sort of looked at them and thought, well, I kind of know her story because there's a lot of media stuff about young mums, but I hadn't really ever thought about the boy before, and it went on from there.
And when it goes on from there, what happens? What do you do to start formulating that character and that narrative?
Well, things sit for a while, but then I started to think about, I think it was something like Play It Again, Sam. You know, him talking to the Humphrey Bogart character, Woody Allen talking to the Humphrey Bogart character.
Yeah,
Play It Again, Sam.
Yeah.
And then thought back to my young dad and started to think about who he might talk to. And then it went on to Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk, which I might not have known, I guess wouldn't have known before I read your book.
It is incredible, actually. Do you mind me asking if you're over 40?
I'm 45.
Right. Because it seems to me that anyone over 40 has never heard of him, and anyone under 40 can't believe that the people over 40 have never heard of him. I mean, he is like sort of Tony Blair, I think, to people who are under 40. They just can't imagine how you might not have heard of someone this famous.
So that's the bright line, huh?
And he was perfect in that way for me, because it did then feel like a private conversation.
So you had this character who was a young father. You had this notion of a skateboarder, Tony Hawk. What else did you need to sort of start putting this story together?
Well, actually, then I remembered a conversation I'd had with an older woman a few years ago. She was talking about how young women came up to her to ask her about motherhood. This older woman was a mother herself of grown-up girls. And these younger women kept coming up and saying, but doesn't it stop you from going to parties? Doesn't it stop you from doing this? And she said, well, what can you say apart from, of course it stops you doing all of these things. But what you can't ever articulate is what it feels like and why you're prepared to give up so much. And one of the things I wanted to do was show that actually it's all dealable with as long as you have the feelings of attachment.
Was there a side of you that wanted, though, to make it seem, you know, not so dealable with, that this was a tremendously hard undertaking for anybody, much less a 16-year-old kid?
Sure, and I think that anyone who's been through any kind of parenthood can write very straightforwardly about how hard it is. I don't think you have to make stuff up very much. I never, ever wanted to moralize about this, but on the other hand, if a young adult read this book and ended up thinking that having a kid when you're 16 isn't the best idea in the world, well, I wouldn't mind, obviously. But that really wasn't the point of the book.
Sam, who is turning 16, has a mother who herself got pregnant with Sam when she was 16. And that's a through line through the whole book about how that experience has derailed her life and how she wants more for her son.
Sure. I mean, this is something that I think we know from statistics, that if a kid is himself the product of an extremely young mother or father, he or she is more likely to become a young parent, him or herself. I guess that the wrinkle in this case is that Sam is the one who's determined to avoid the trap. He's a working-class boy, but he does really have ambition, and he's completely stunned by this reversal of fortune, whereas his girlfriend, Alicia, who comes from a more middle-class family, is the one determined to keep the baby.
I wonder if you would read for us the section where Sam's mother finds out for the first time that he's gotten Alicia pregnant, and she thinks about what that means for him.
My mum didn't say anything. She just looked at me for a long time, and then it was like her face was a piece of paper that someone was screwing up. There were these folds and lines and creases everywhere, in places where there was never usually anything. You know how you can always tell when a piece of paper has been screwed up, no matter how hard you tried to smooth it out? Well, even as she was making that face, you could tell those creases would never go away, however happy she got. And then this terrible noise. I'd never see her if she ever found out I was dead, but I can't imagine the noise would be any different.
Do you remember coming up with that description?
Do you know, I really don't. I was reading that thinking, no, that's not bad.
You know, I read a review of the book where the reviewer really took you to task for not engaging in the question of whether Alicia would have an abortion more fully, that it was glossed over in a way. Have you encountered that?
I really didn't want to get involved in the debate about that. All I can say is that these kids are having babies all the time, so they're not engaging in the abortion debate either. Why it's my responsibility to do so in a book when I want the girl to come out with a baby at the other end, I don't know.
Did you anticipate that that might be one of the reactions you'd face?
People have got to say a lot of things when they're writing book reviews, so, I mean, to be honest, it's something that puzzles me about the situation. We live in the UK, we live in a godless society, pretty much. Abortion is not really an issue in that you can get hold of them fairly easily, and there isn't that kind of judgment that you get in some states, in the United States, for example. And yet, these kids are having babies all the time. So, of course, everyone's struggling to explain it a little bit, and I was struggling to deal with it in the book.
There's a moment during Alicia's pregnancy, towards the end, when Sam is thinking ahead to what's going to happen. Would you read this part for us? This is on page 171.
Sure. What it felt like was there was this big hump in the road coming up, i.e. the baby, and we needed a bit of a push to get us over that hump. And maybe getting back together would do it. The thing about humps in the road, though, is that you go up, and then you come down again, and you can coast down the other side. Did I say I wasn't stupid? Ha! What I didn't know then was that there wasn't another side. You just have to keep pushing forever, or until you run out of steam.
Well, Nick Hornby, it's been great talking with you. Thanks very much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Nick Hornby's novel is titled Slam.